97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Well, to be clear, listen, all those big blue states, they've already gerrymandered. Look at the map of Illinois. Look at the map of California, New York, and Massachusetts, and so many other blue states. They gerrymandered a long time ago. They got nothing left with regard to what they can do. And know this, if California tries to gerrymander five more districts, listen, Texas has the ability to eliminate 10 Democrats in our state. We can play that game more than they can because they have fewer Republican districts in their states.
Yeah, Governor Abbott there talking about the criticism he's taking down there for maybe adding five congressional seats. I have a friend, Kurt Schwab, who's running in one of those districts, and he's pretty excited about the whole thing. It increases his odds of getting elected in the great state of Texas. So we're going to see what happens with that. But right now, Drew, let's get to our friend John Lampin, please.
In this present crisis, government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
Freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction.
People keep looking to government for the answer, and government's the problem. Government would shut the doors and sneak away for about 3 weeks. We'd never miss them.
Stop thinking about what I want, what he wants, what your parents want. What do you want?
Freedom. All right, John, welcome back to the show. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing great. Mark Kim, great to be with you this Tuesday morning.
Yeah, absolutely. You heard Greg Abbott there. I love what he's doing in Texas because really, Gavin Newsom, J.B. Pritzker, Kathy Hochul, they have nothing to complain about. They're hypocrites. They have gerrymandered their states to the greatest extent humanly possible.
Well, that's for sure. It's a game they've been playing for generations. I don't see where there's a whole lot of room in those states to add any more Democratic seats. And it is good to hear Abbott be so forceful. You know, it looks like they're going to add five or six seats, but if they wanted to go to the greatest extent that these Democratic states have done, like you said, it could add 10 more. So I think between this and redoing the census and not counting illegal citizens, illegal aliens for purposes of apportionment, you know, of number of House seats, I think Republicans are on the verge of majorities that they can sustain for quite some time.
What's not talked about, it seems like, enough is the fact that there's nothing unconstitutional about what they're doing. Because the biggest thing I hear a lot of these Democrats complaining about is, well, you're supposed to do this during the census. Well, sure, maybe this is how they've done it historically, but that doesn't mean it hasn't happened outside of a census. And even if that weren't the case, they still can do this.
Right. And I think New York just did it 2 years ago. So and everywhere you turn and whenever they start to argue, when they argue from Illinois, which is the most gerrymandered state in the country, they seem very hypocritical almost immediately. On some level, I almost feel like the press is starting to give up with some of the arguments that the left is making. It'll be interesting to see how quickly this can actually get done. This is a great time of the year to do things like this because it's a relatively quiet time and it's far enough away from the elections of the midterms next year that by the time people go to vote next year, whatever goes on now will be way in the background and it won't be. But if there's a downside to any of this, it won't be able to be used. So I hope that they move quickly and within between now and maybe October 1st, all this gets done.
Well, I feel pretty confident, John, that you and I talked about this a couple years ago when the Missouri legislature was considering a 7-1 map and we just couldn't get some of the lily-livered politicians who claim to be Republicans in Jeff City to go along with it. And now suddenly there may be a change of heart. What do you think the odds are of that happening?
Well, I'm of the mindset. I mean, I kind of believe it when I see it. This is if you think about, you know, the map now is 6-2. So it's 75% to 25% representation. The state is 60-40, right? So I know, you know, Mike Keogh is very uncomfortable doing things that are, you know, partisan in nature. We've talked many times. He's not ideological in how he pursues politics, and he really completely tries to stay away from things that he considers partisan. He would tell you that he feels, I think privately, that 75-25, the current map, in his mind, is a partisan map because the Democrats are underrepresented as a percentage of their total vote. And I think, you know, he can live with the way it is now because you know, the Democratic votes are concentrated in certain areas. To go to a 7-1 map, I think privately he's very against it and prefer not to do it. But I think he's going to have to do it, certainly if the president calls him and tells him he wants it to get done, he'll have to do it. And then politically, it could be a very, very important moment for him, and that my feelings about him as being not too partisan and not too ideological are feelings that are held by many Republicans. But if he steps up and does this act and pushes through the 7-1 map, I think he can point to that as a moment in time where he was partisan, he was Republican, he was red meat, and that he stood up for what most of Republican voters in Missouri would want. So, like I said, I'll believe it when I see it. It's uncharacteristic of him, but I'm hopeful that it does come to be. And there's no reason it shouldn't be. And I've seen a lot of the different versions of what a 7-1 map would look like. And essentially, it ensures that in all those seven districts that were mostly represented by either outer suburbs or rural areas, and that really is where the strength of our party exists. I think Ann Wagner's district would include western St. Louis County, but I think that it's more important that her district include more people that live outside of the urban suburban areas, because that's really where our voters live.
Yeah. That's a good point.
You mentioned St. Louis County, and it'll be interesting to see how this whole race for county executive ends up playing out because, you know, Dennis Hancock obviously has said that he is officially running, and we don't even know what will happen with Sam Page. He's facing these indictments, and I think his court hearing is scheduled for sometime, I want to say, in September. How do you see this playing out?
I'll call it now. I've had the opportunity to get to know Brian Williams. He's a state senator from North St. Louis County, and I know him a little bit, but I also know a lot of people that have worked closely around the Capitol that have tremendous respect for him, and I feel it was just a matter of time before he would seek higher office. I don't think this race will be particularly close if he runs the campaign I expect him to run. As much as I'd love to see St. Louis County go back to the Republican side and have Dennis Hancock be the next county executive, we've had some tremendous county executive candidates over the last 10 or 20 years as the county has become more and more Democrat, and all of those fell short. Rick Stream, the most recent close outcome. And I think I think the door's probably closed for Republicans, and I can acknowledge political talent when I see it, and I think Brian Williams will win this race. And the only question in my mind is whether or not Page bothers to even go through the primary. When it becomes obvious that Brian will win, what you're going to see happen in this race is you'll see the number of candidates will increase dramatically, and that'll be an attempt to try to fracture the vote. Most certainly the Page camp will find an African-American candidate to put forward. Brian happens to be African-American. But I think when all is said and done, if he runs the race I expect him to run, I don't think this will be particularly close.
Interesting. Maybe, and I'm just going to hold out hope here, that people get to the election box in the general election and they realize how the last two Democrat administrations ended in indictments and potentially prison time for both of them if Page was to be convicted on these allegations. Maybe there is an opening here for Dennis Hancock. He said he's planning to reach out to those people who are Democrats who maybe are disenfranchised from what they've seen here.
Yeah, that it could be. Though I think we're at a moment in time where somewhere along the way here, I think that Western St. Louis County needs to Western St. Louis County and maybe like Eureka, down that they all need to petition the state to annex themselves from St. Louis County and move into St. Charles County and Franklin County. I just, as much as you and I can all look at the city and say, well, of course, no Republican can ever represent the city. It's only 10% Republican. 30 or 40 or 50 years ago, it was 35% Republican, and it just became inevitable that it no longer can be represented by a Republican. I think we're pretty much there in St. Louis County. I mean, think about it this way. Sam Page has been elected twice.
I know.
So what does that speak for the electorate? It means that, there's we as a country have separated ourselves into areas, and people that consider themselves left, you know, far left, in the highly educated slash elites that represent a big portion of the Democratic Party, they've all concentrated themselves in St. Louis City and primarily St. Louis County. So I just don't see where that's going to change anytime soon. So, but yeah, Brian Williams is, he's a very effective and state senator. He represents the principles of the left, but he does it in such a way that I think if we ended up with him as our county executive, it wouldn't be horrible. Of course, I do recommend that most people that would have him as county executive would consider to move to St. Charles County.
There you go. You're the best advocate for that. We appreciate it. John, thank you.
Oh, great to be with you both. Take care.